I'm Rob Dreisland, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is inviting public comment on fish and cormorant population management alternatives at Pelican Lake in Grant County. I'll tell you more details on how you can get involved when we return. But first,
the summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. Wherever they go, double-crested cormorants generate some controversy. Now the Minnesota DNR is seeking public comment on fish and cormorant population management strategies at Pelican Lake in Grant County. A public review and comment period is open until 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 31st. The DNR will hold a public meeting to provide information about the alternatives that it's considering and receive some input. The meeting will begin at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 17th at Destiny Fitness off Highway 78 in Ashby. The DNR says its preferred alternative would employ some lethal measures to remove a portion of the growing double-crested cormorant population on Egret Island. Those birds have led to adverse impacts to the Pelican Lake walleye fishery. More background data and details about the alternatives can be found on the Engage with DNR website. Simply visit engage.dnr.state.mn.us.
I'm Rob Dreisland, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at outdoornews.com.